So guys, so prior to Derek and I hitting the record button, we're finding that people have got these weird objections right now, and it's after the holiday, after Memorial Day. And the phones are slowed down a little bit for the routine maintenance that Derek and I see. And we're finding that our prices are higher than other people. And the objection that we get is, hey, that's you're double what the other guy's telling me he can do it for. At one time, I think I would like, oh shit, I got to drop my price to keep up with this other guy, but that's not what I'm doing. So Derek, you said the same thing. You're finding yourself outpriced at the competition.
Yeah. It's a particular situation a few days ago, gentleman called, older gentleman, and asked for service. And I said, please tell me a little bit more about the project. I would love to see some pictures, but if you just tell me a little about the project, you give me some dimensions, usually with like clean outs. If you just give me dimensions, I can get pretty close. I don't always have to see it. And I really want to take him off the street as fast as possible. So if I'm on the phone with him, I want to expedite this as quickly as I can to give him the needed information to make a buying decision. And he explained it to me, and I said, sir, you're going to hit our minimum. And that's $750. And he said, wow, that's way more than I expected. Some word tracks we like to use would be something like, well, mirror it and go more than you expected. And he literally said, you're twice as high as the other guy. And I said, well, where's the other guy? He's like, I don't know. He just kind of disappeared. And I said, well, sir, I run into this a lot, but here's where, so it's a little bit of a justification, not necessarily defending, but justification for why I'm twice as high. I said, sir, once you become one of our clients, you become part of our family, and we will never leave you. We'll always be there for you. He didn't hire us, and that's okay. Like, it's really okay. I'm not worried about it. I'm not trying to change my pricing or none of that. But it clicked for me. It's not just about us wanting to make zillions of dollars, but it is about, if I have to set those prices at a minimum for that so that my team can go out there, it can afford all the niceties, the nicer trucks, the uniforms, the workers' comp, the tips, the commissions, every quarter we have a company party. And if something needs something, so that's when I look at what we charge and why we charge that. It's just to take care of people on both ends, take care of our team, and also be able to provide a great service. So we run into several objections this time of year, like you're discussing, as the phones have slowed down. And it always seems like the people now are kind of the stragglers. The ones are kind of coming a little bit late, and not always, I'd say probably 50-50, but most of them are really buying on price and or they haven't been educated to what it really should cost. And then too, it's like, I always try to show them, I mean, if your guy comes out there and does the exact same thing mine does, and the price is half the price, go with them. If they're dependable and it makes sense, go with them. A lot of times I just go, yes, because we clean the pond, but maybe we clean it exactly the same, or maybe we do it better. And that's where a lot of times the assignment selling part, I have a couple of videos on pond cleaning, and I'll say, hey, let me just send you a video. I know you said we're twice as high. I'm just going to send you this little video. And if it looks like we do twice as much as the other guy, or for whatever reason, just looks like we're doing a better job, then call me back, because it might be worth it. But if we're doing the exact same thing, don't pay me that money. Save the money.
Yep. You, there's a lot of things I can unpack from what you said. And you and I, we speak the same language. We think the same way. First thing, well, like, let's start at the end, because it's fresher in my mind. Agree with it. Yes. Yes, I hear you. Yeah, with double the amount. I agree with it. Why would I hide from that? It's like, whoa, wait a minute. I just put tires on my truck and it cost me, and this is the truth, Derek. I put tires on the van. It was like almost $1,300. It's like, who the frick thinks paying for that?
Yeah.
Not Tim, the fish, right? The guy I work for, New England Aquatic, that's my fish. He pays for that shit. Yeah. He has money. I don't have money. Somebody's paying for it, right? And the customer, I guess, is paying for it. And I don't have to, say, hey, buddy, I had to have this and I got to have this for equipment and it cost me to be in business. And my guy's like 401k. And it's like, the price is the price. I can't, if I drop my price, then I can't have the cool shit that I, that's the culture I have. That's what it pays for that.
I love the response, the objection handling of, if I lower my price or if I negotiate my price, that means I was overcharging you in the first place. And that was where Lindsay Kirchner shut me down doing her black belt test, her 200th point. And we were probably 5 minutes into it. Like it was early. And that's, I said, just, well, can you give me, it's a cash deal, or I don't know, it's knocked $700. I don't remember what it was. And that's what she came out. And I quick too, just like rolled, because all the training she's done just rolled right out of her mouth. She said, well, if I negotiate on the price, it means I was overcharging in the first place. And I went, I'm out, I'm tapping out. It's only happened twice. There's only been two people that shut me down on the black belt test. Everybody else has just went through the motions and passed. But so it's true. And here's the thing too. You better know your numbers if you're going to negotiate on price. And for years, I would just be like, man, I need the money. So I'm going to, yeah, whatever we need to do, we'll work this deal out. And I wasn't making any money at the first price. So I definitely wasn't making any money on the negotiated price. So now I know my numbers. And every now and again, it's like, okay, I look across the board. I look at what my team's doing and I look at the three crews and I go, okay, let's just play this. Travis and Matt are out doing pond construction and they're basically taking care of all the overhead for the day. They've recovered all the overhead. Jamie's out there. She's making $2,400 this day. And so that's the profit. So cool. We know we're going to make $2,400. And then I've got Dorado and Caesar and Costa. They're out there making $2,400. So if something pops up where I can negotiate on my price because my overhead's been recovered and I know we're making $2,400 with Jamie, I can negotiate a little bit, or vice versa. Maybe Caesar's team's out there and they're making some good money that day. And something comes along where I'd normally be $2,400. And I go, you know what? Today it's going to be $1,200 because that's straight profit. At $1,200, I would be silly not to do that. Now, if we weren't backed up so much with cleanouts, I mean, we're probably 3 weeks out on cleanouts, and I would entertain that guy. I might adjust in my minimum, get down around $400 or $500. But since we're booked out, I have enough time at 3 weeks out for somebody else to come in and fill that spot for $750. And Tim, as you hear me saying this, like, can you believe I'm saying, like you've known me so long. Like, somehow, I figured this stuff out.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to MileHighProfitSummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to MileHighProfitSummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
Yeah, it is something that just blew my mind. And you guys, I just came back to it. It's like Derek has this way of scheduling work. It's like if I put this job in my schedule, that's not a killer job where I'm making a lot of profit. That means I took up a space in my schedule where somebody called me for a larger project, I couldn't put it in that spot. I'd be stuck with serving a client that really didn't give me all I needed to make.
Right.
It's like you got to think about that. I mean, take the smaller jobs when you need to, but don't sell out of scarcity. No. So let's unpackage that a little more, Derek. So you talked to me about you have to make what you have to make. But the objection was that you're doing it for twice as much as the other guy. And we can get angry with a client saying, hey, well, freaking, why are you talking to me, jackass? It's like, go hire him. It's half the price. I get it. Yeah. Or, hey, look, I'm double the price. What do you think that they're doing that I'm not? Or what do you think that I'm doing that they're not? It's like, let's talk about that. And with me, Derek, I was on the call before we got on with somebody similar situation, half the price. It's half the price. It's like, and I'm not that company. I'm not them. I don't have the overhead they have. It's like, hey, he's got to talk to his fiance and he's looking at both bids, and which isn't even a bid. It's just my website, what it costs. And then he's looking at the other guy's quote. He says, you guys are doing the same exact service. I says, when you talk to fiance and you tell her that I'm at 13, the other customer guy's at 675, what do you think she's going to tell you? And their answer was, well, she's going to have to go with the cheaper guy. I says, if it's all about money, then freaking A, yeah, man, I would too.
Yeah, yeah. I remember just a few years back, ran into that same scenario. You know, you're twice as much as the other guy. And I said, you know, do you have his number? And the guy said, I don't, why? I said, because I need to hire him. Like, I could use him as a subcontractor. He paused, like he didn't really understand what I was saying. He was like, "You seriously want his number?" And I was like, "No, sir. I'm just kind of messing around. Just realizing if that guy's able to do what we're able to do for half the price, I should just hire him. So, yeah. And I'll just sell for him."
But the biggest objections we see, Derek, is, for me, it's time and money. Either it's we can't meet a timeline, and the other company can swoop right in and do it, which is like whatever. I mean, I can't control time. I can't ask my guys to do in a job that two cleanouts a day. I can't say, "Hey, can you squeeze a third in or a fourth in?" It's like, cause there's no sense in that. Time is time. Like, and then money is the other thing. We talk about what we need to capture every day to be profitable, mm-hmm. to keep the company afloat, to honor warranties. If the price can't change, the price doesn't change. And
price doesn't change.
Right. We have to match. It's got to be like years ago, there was a show called A Love Connection. But it's got to be a connection between us and them that we have to be a good fit for each other. Otherwise, and that's what the Shinfu is, right? It's figuring out if we get on a second date, if we do business or not. And if these flags going up, our timelines don't align, or what they're willing to spend for what we have to offer to them doesn't match, then it's not a good match.
No.
And if the other company ends up not delivering on the level they said they would, I mean, I'm the expert because I said, "Hey, you know what? If it's all about money, go for them. And if it doesn't work out, dude, I still invite you back to talk with me. Cause honestly, I only work for nice people. I don't work for people who are jerks, and you are not a jerk. You're a very pleasant person to talk to. I hope you feel welcome to call me back." It's just awesome. "I'm going to check back with you in a week. Is that okay?" "Yeah. I'm just going to kind of send you an email. Have you given up on wanting to do this thing? Just kind of answer me back that you went with the other guy, which I respect, or maybe you want to have that conversation. We can still get you into the schedule in 3 weeks. Would that be okay?" It's like, I'm going to take the higher road. And, you know, I know this isn't going to work out for him in the long run, but if it does, good for him.
Yeah. You always take the high road. It's just better. Let me tell you two quick stories. You saw my post in Battleground about the musician that hired me. I don't say his name on here. Did you see that?
Yes.
So, super excited about that, but the people buy for their reasons. So Tim, he's going to get a $23,000 pond, all the bells and whistles. It's a 10 by 14, so it's not big, but he's getting all the bells and whistles. Everything he put on the thing, he's like, "I want all of it because I want this to be convenient and easy." And the reason he's spending $23,000 is because he has six little koi that he has in his garage. His garage is pretty, it's not like our garage. It's an unbelievable garage. And they had this tank in there, 200-gallon tank. And he's got these six koi in there, and they became part of his family. They're his friends. So he's going to spend $23,000 for six koi that probably are, you know, $100. Because that's what he wants. And I had to find out. I was like, I'm just so curious what, I mean, ponds are beautiful and the aesthetics and the sound. I get it. But like, what motivates you for a pond? And he's like, "Just six little fish I have." I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And there's nothing, I mean, there was no sales in that, right? There was no me hard selling this guy. He wanted a pond to handle those fish. And that was just it. And he just picked me because he went through my social media. He social proofed me, actually his assistant did, and found out all the information they needed to know about me, my pricing, everything. So the sale was simple. I just had to show up. So this is what's not so simple. Is getting a HVAC contractor to give me a price over the phone for my unit that I have upstairs. It's a 1.5-ton unit. I finally got on the phone with one guy, and he doesn't service my area, but I was able to ask him. And I was like, "Man, if I sent you pictures of the unit itself, and I sent you this information, it's got all the stuff that I don't even know what this means, but I know it has a serial number and an item number on there, and it has a bunch of other information that you guys speak." And he said, "Yeah, I could totally do that." He said, "I don't service your area." And I said, "Could you just give me I've got a price." And this is like, I don't usually price shop. If I know somebody and I've done business with them, and we have a guy that we use, but he gave me a price of $7,000 for a 1.5-ton unit. And I did not think he was price gouging me out, because this guy's cool, like super cool, but I needed more information. So I'm on this end of a customer. So I'm on the other end of the phone, and I need some information. I'm in the information gathering stage to make a buying decision. And so now I spoke to two others, and if there's any HVAC guys listening, you'll validate this, that on their end, prices of the mechanical unit itself has went up 40% in the last 2 years, 40% across the board. And it has something to do with the efficiency of the unit. So they like they've redone these units to make them better, which jacked the price way up. And it took me a minute to comprehend what he was saying. Like the efficiency, like of you guys installing. He's like, no, the units themselves. So it just drove the price up tremendously for the environment. I'm not sure exactly what it is. And so now I've gotten validation from three other companies for the same price range. And the one I'm going to go with is the one that I know and trust because I have a relationship with them. I just needed some more information. And it frustrates me to no end, though, that they, still got to come out there and look at it. It's like, it's a train, 1.5 ton unit, nothing around it, like easy access. It's beautiful. All I need to do is swap it out. Like, why do you need to look at that? Why can't you just see that in the picture? Like, it's right there. It's, and here's the serial number. Like he was a project manager and he was like, nope, I got to come out there. I've got to come out there. And I said, you know what? No, thanks. Like, I don't even want you to come out here because, and I said, do I need to be here? And he said, well, yes, sir. It's like, that's why I don't want you to come out here. Like, I don't want to meet with you to give me it's going to be $7,000. And then you're going to have to go get the equipment and then you're going to have to go schedule it. And then you have to do all these things and you're going to require me to be involved in that. And that's going to have my wife involved in it. I'm going to have to put the dog up or she's going to have to put the dog up. And then if my kids are home at nap time when they're doing that, that's a big problem. And then are you going to show up? Are you going to have the parts? So I'm in that whole world. It's like, no, man, I know the price point. And I need easy button.
Yeah. So you again, it goes back to time and money, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not cool with 6 or 7. I'm cool. I'm good within that $1,000 margin. So if you come out and you say it's 7, cool, fine. But I worked my ass off and I put a lot of effort in this stuff so that I can make money so that I don't have to worry about $1,000. 10 years ago, major problem. Major problem. $1,000 was big. But for me, if I don't have to go home and mess with the dog or the kids and then possibly get distracted and end up staying home doing something else, I can recover that $1,000 easily by doing what I want to do, not what someone holds me hostage to.
This is beautiful, Derek. So to kind of recap everything, we've talked about a buying process made simple. We've talked about people's objections, right, to what our costs are compared to maybe a competitor or somebody who's not even in the same ballpark as we are. Doesn't even do the level of service we offer. And kind of worrying about having to negotiate about pricing. If negotiation doesn't make sense, then you don't do it. It's like, you got to make your money. You have to make your money. And Derek, also, you can't give something away at a devalued rate because with you and I, the repetitive customers, say, you know, we drop our draws 1 year, next year we can't. It's like, it's got to be standardized somewhat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why were you higher? And it could be like that. Well, the mechanical unit itself went up 40%. So that's why. Or the latter of, I negotiated. I shouldn't negotiate it.
Yeah. So guys, know your numbers. Know your numbers. Be good with what you know and stay in your lane. If they're not a good 50, you just walk away. Walk away, but walk away friends.
Yep. Awesome, right. Tim.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right. See ya.
We're out.